Brown is a personal favorite of mine, but a lot of almost pretty much all of the artists we have here stand a solid chance, I would say. They're all very talented, so it'll be fun to see how things plan out.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, so the first song that we have up here, let's see, is by Rihanna. Actually, we're going to put Pearl the Replays by Rihanna first. We're going to talk about that after. But yeah, I'm just going to start that.
Definitely a good throwback song.
It's catchy.
Yeah, it's just something you like groove to. I don't know. That was like really like, I don't know. That reminded me of her like background because she's like from Barbados. You know, it was like really Caribbean. Yeah. So it was really good. Yeah. I don't know. I think Rihanna could totally go far. I don't know. I look at the matchups and I look between her and Katy Perry because that's who she's gonna verse, and I think Rihanna's totally gonna just take that.
Yeah, I think so, because on Twitter, the polls are going to go up. What are they going to go up today?
Yeah, they're going to go up today around 10, pretty sure, yeah, after this, around this block.
At Sterling Radio.
Of course.
So everyone can vote on the polls for that. But, mm-hmm. yeah, definitely on Twitter, I think Rihanna's going to take over. Because yeah. on Twitter, all you see is a bunch of teenage girls, like, just tweeting at her, like, oh, when are you going to drop me music and stuff like that.
No, definitely, definitely.
Yeah, for yeah. sure.
She's really popular around, like, older people as well. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like, her brands and everything, like, she represents a lot. And I just, I don't mm-hmm. know, I love that.
Yeah, she has something going on with Fenty. I know that.
Yeah, she
something,
does.
Yeah, something just came out, February 20th, so
that's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that for her.
Yeah.
All right, so the next song we're gonna play is We Found Love, feat Calvin Harris. I really like the song. It's like super
good.
Yeah,
no, it's good. I love Calvin Harris too.
I'm
exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, he's good.
Yeah. All right, we're gonna pick that on. We're gonna pick up back. All right, this is We Found Love. Found Love by Rihanna. By Rihanna and Calvin Harris.
It's a good song. I'm a big fan of Calvin Harris. He makes some good music.
He
it's
does.
Yeah.
He really does. I don't know. It's just a bop. Like, we were all bopping. It was so
yeah,
much fun.
That's not even the only song they made together, though. They have what's that song called? This Is What You Came For, like with Rihanna and Calvin Harris.
Oh my
it's
God.
A good song.
Yeah,
that song
is a good song.
It's yeah, it's a bop. It's good.
Yeah. All right, we're gonna move on to Katy Perry. You know, the legend. Her stuff is very popular. Her stuff is like still
is popular.
Popular.
She's still making music, so yeah, it's good.
Yeah. Yeah. When I think of her, I think of like I don't know, like one of those
teenage
girls that comes
dream
in, like,
and,
yeah, yeah, like I think
she kind of reminds me of Lady Gaga just a little bit, but kind of mixed with Nicki, the way she like used to dress and stuff like that in her
no,
songs.
No, definitely.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It was good.
Like she reminds me of like this girl, like she'll beat you up if you mess with her. Like that's what she reminds me of. That's what she like stands for to me. I don't know. It's crazy to see all her music and how it's developed and like her past, especially with her like parents. Apparently they were really like they were both pastors. They were both very like Catholic and all that.
Yeah.
So it's crazy how like she developed as a person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Great. So the first song we like thought of when you think of Katy Perry is Teenage Dream. And
yeah,
we're gonna play
sure.
that up
Throwbacks.
Right now. So yeah. Enjoy.
All right.
You think I'm pretty without any makeup on. You think I'm funny when I tell the punchline wrong. I know you get me, so I let my walls come down, down. Before you met me, I was alright, but things were kinda heavy. You brought me to life, now every February you'll be my friend.
That was Teenage Dream by Katy Perry. A really good song. I think a really good song.
I agree. Yeah. Yeah. Definitely a really good throwback of hers.
Yep. No, for real.
Brings back a lot of good memories.
Yeah. I was definitely a huge Katy Perry fan. Like, just that, like, whole pop genre. Like, they had some really good songs, like, back then. No, it was good.
Definitely. They did have a great amount of songs then. I think, I don't know, she's really developed as an artist. I've seen her, for sure. Yeah.
She went her from, look like, and everything, like... Definitely.
Yeah.
She used to have, like, the cupcake bras and, like, her videos. I think she definitely matured, for sure.
Like, I don't know. It's crazy to see her now, and I'm like, whoa, I remember listening to that song, like, so-and-so years ago and just bopping with friends.
Yeah.
Or, like, with my parents in the car, because she was always on radio.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So now we are going to play Firework by Katy Perry. This one's a really good one. The video, I'm not going to lie, the video, like, kind of made me tear up at one point. I don't know. Yeah. So this is Firework by Katy Perry.
All right.
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again? Do you ever feel so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in? Do you ever feel already buried deep, 6 feet under screens, but no one seems to hear a thing? Do you know that there's still a chance for you, 'cause there's a spark in you? You just gotta ignite the light and let it shine just on the night, like the 4th of July. 'Cause baby, you're a firework. Come on, show them what you work. Make them go as you shoot across the sky. Even brighter.
really good song. Oh my god.
Yeah.
You know it's a good song. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good video too.
For sure. It's a, you know it's a good song when we're all bopping in here singing it.
It's a good song when everybody knows it.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I like, I don't know, Katy Perry. I don't, let's talk about that bracket real quick. Katy Perry versus Rihanna. I feel like you could go either way, but in reality, like, Rihanna is going to take that.
Yeah, I feel like once it gets on Twitter, at Sterling High School Radio, Rihanna is going to take over. But, like, then I listen to, like, the bops that Katy had, and I'm like, well, but, you know. Yeah.
No, definitely. Just, I don't know. It's I don't know. I'm, like, skeptical now. Like, at first it was Rihanna. Now I'm, like, listening to Katy Perry bopping out. I'm just like, wait, I remember these memories, you know?
Yeah.
It's crazy. All right. We're going to play E.T. by Katy Perry, feat. Kanye. This song is, like, so good.
Yeah, I love
like,
it.
It's all right. A good song. We're going to play that real quick, and then we'll be back. Wait.
PJ, what's your favorite Katy song?
I would go Fireworks, just because of the memories associated with it.
All right.
That's really good. Okay, now we're going to go E.T. from Katy Perry and Kanye. You're so hypnotizing. Could you be the devil? Could you be an angel? Your touch magnetizing. Feels like I am floating. Leaves my body glowing.
Yeah. let's go get a wave. They say what they gonna say. Have a drink, clink, found a Bud Light. Bad like me, it's hard to come by. The Patron, oh, let's go get it down. The sound, oh, yes, I'm in the zone. Is it 2, 3? Leave a good tip. I'ma blow all of my money and don't give
I'm on the floor.
And that was Nicki with Starships. She is going against Lady Gaga in our bracket. PJ, who do you think is going to come on top with that one?
All these matchups are, to me, at least 50-50 because everyone's so talented. But personally, I have Lady Gaga in this bracket.
Okay.
Or this part of the bracket, just because I'm not too much of a Nicki Minaj fan. I only know Starships, and that's about it.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it depends which way you go. Nicki Minaj, like, lately, I don't know, like, her stuff is good, it's really catchy and all that, but it, like, to the adults and, you know, it's just not, like, appropriate, you know? Mm-hmm. Her songs are really bops, though.
Yeah, definitely some of her earlier hits were really good around that 2010 time. I think she's really matured, though, as an artist. Like, her look and everything, like I said earlier, she reminds me, like, a lot of Katy Perry. She just had, like, her, you know, her crazy looks, like, back in, like, 2010 when she first came out.
No, definitely. She's an out-there artist with everything that she brings out to the public. So, I don't know. She just has a really good look on her. Mm-hmm. I wish she put out more music, too.
Yeah, she has a lot of collabs. Like, she has actually a lot of collabs with, like, most of the people on this bracket.
Yeah, like, she actually does.
She does.
Yeah, she's really out there. She's one. She's a really good rapper, I gotta say. Like, she's a really good female rapper.
Yeah, I agree.
Next to Cardi B, like, they're really both, like, mm-hmm. out there.
Yeah. So, yeah, you guys are definitely gonna have the opportunity. Voting goes live at 10. You guys can vote out of Nicki Minaj or Lady Gaga.
Yeah, they're both really good options. So hopefully, I don't know, this could turn both ways. I'm actually pretty excited to see the outcome of this. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. All right, we're gonna play Super Bass by Nicki Minaj.
A bop.
So, yeah. Then we're going to talk about it after. All right. Enjoy. This one is for the boys with the booming system. Top town AC with the coolest system. When he come up in the club, he be blazing up. Got stacks on deck like he's saving up. And he ill, he fail, he might got a deal. He pop bottles and he got the right kind of bill. He cold, he dope, he might sell. He always in the air, but he never fly couch. He a murder, murder, drip, drip, tell her all the drip, drip. When he make a drip, drip, kiss him on a lip, lip. That's the kind of dude I was looking for. And yes, you'll get slapped if you're looking. I said, excuse me, you're a hell of a guy. I mean, my, you're like Pelican Fly. I mean, you're so shy, and I'm loving your tie. You're like slicker than the guy with the thing on his eye. Oh. Yes, I did, yes, I did. Somebody please tell him who the F I is. I am Nicki Minaj, I'm acting duper. That coocha, trouble you to my heart.
Boys in the powwows, entrepreneurs in the mogos. He can bow with the cool, he can sow loud. But I think I like him better when he dow loud. And I think I like him better with the fitted cap on. He ain't even gotta try to put the Mac on. He just gotta give me that look. When he give me that look, then the boom coming off. Excuse me, you're a hell of a guard. You know I really got a thing for American guys. I mean, sigh, sickening eyes. I can tell that you're in touch with your feminine side. Yes, I did, yes, I did. Somebody please tell him who the F I is. I am Nicki Minaj, I'm Mac and Doja. Back coops up and chuck the boots up.
And that was Nicki Minaj with Super Bass. Definitely a bop. I don't know if that, I don't think that was her first song, but like it was definitely one of her first huge hits. Yeah.
It was. I don't know. Nicki, that song is like a real big bop though. I used to go on road trips with my mom and dad. I hear that song all the time.
Yeah, no, it was always on the radio, always. For sure. It was probably overplayed. Yeah.
It probably was.
Yeah.
Was definitely overplayed. You couldn't take one car ride without hearing it on the radio.
No, yeah, I agree. I remember.
No, definitely. I don't know. Nikki's just out here. I can't phrase it any other different way. Like, Nikki's really out here. She's at 35 years old and, like, living her best life. She got a ton of hits, and she's probably just, you know, hopefully she releases new stuff soon.
Yeah. I know she has a lot of, like, collab songs, but I don't know if she has come out with any albums this year, like, of her own.
It's like if she went away. Like, where'd she go? Mm-hmm. Definitely. All right. We're going to play I Lied by Nikki. Real good song. I like it. I don't know if you guys know it, but I like this song. So, yeah. This is I Lied by Nicki Minaj.
that was I Lied by Nicki Minaj. That was probably, like, I don't think I've ever heard that song. That was definitely one of her, like, slower songs that probably, like, wasn't that popular.
But it's a lot of her voice. I feel like the public really wants to just hear her, you know? Like, not even rapping, but overall singing as well. She has a really pretty voice, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So now we're going to move on to Lady Gaga. I feel like this region, this is something else. Lady Gaga's really out there with her whole style, her music, her attitude, everything. I feel like this is, like, really popular between everyone. What do you guys think?
She's another one that, like, really matured, like, style-wise. Because if you think about, like, her old songs and videos, like, and things that she used to wear, the meat dresses and things like that. Like, she was recently in that movie Shallow. Right?
Yeah, she was.
Yeah, she definitely changed a lot, for sure.
She definitely did. It's crazy.
She's good. I like her voice.
It's crazy, because she's, like, I wouldn't call her a crazy person. She's just really an out-there kind of artist, and especially her fans as well. Like, looking up Lady Gaga and seeing what everyone has to say about her. Like, you find information, like, oh, how tall she is. Like, we found information about, like, her bra size. It's crazy, because she's been around for so long, and people are so crazy about her and all this information. I don't know. I found it really funny.
I can't believe she's only 5'1". Like, she's so much taller.
I know. We were looking her up, and we saw that she was 5'1", and we both looked at each other like, yo, like, there's no way. There's no way.
Yeah.
So Lady Gaga's going to be versing, she's going to be versing
Nicki Minaj.
Yeah, Nicki. Oh, God.
Like, I don't know about that one.
No. It's a coin flip, for sure. It's definitely a coin flip.
I feel like it depends, like, what genre you listen to, really. Like, because I mean, Nicki falls into that pop sometimes, but she also has rap music, so
Definitely she has both. She's just an out there artist. Very classical. I really love it.
Yep.
So yeah, we're gonna start off with her song Bad Romance. Super good song. I actually kind of excited. But yeah, we'll be right back. Roma, 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 Gaga, ooh la la, what's your bad romance?
Touch you. Roma, Roma, ma, ga, ga, ooh la la, wild yell, bad romance.
And that was Bad Romance by Lady Gaga. Like, a really good song. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like, it's crazy. Also, the votes just went out. It's 10. I don't know. This is going to go two different ways. I don't know. Who do you guys think is going to win? Like,
I think Rihanna. I just voted for Rihanna. And right now it's 50-50, so...
It's crazy.
Yeah. Oh my God. I don't know. Like, I think overall... Rihanna's gonna come out on top for sure, but like, it's just like, I don't know what the people are thinking, you know?
No, definitely, like, it's a 50-50 right now. This is,
yeah. Oh. I love, like, the Twitter drama that goes on, like, oh my gosh. Love arguing with people about music, because yeah. I just can't.
It really brings in the school together, to be honest. Like, things like this really...
I think it does. The people that pay attention to the March Mayhem, like, I think it's a fun time. Like, yeah, for real sure. ones. Because last year there was, like, an argument between, like, the One Direction and the Big Time Rush thing.
Yeah, that was huge.
And, yeah, I don't know if there could probably be some arguments this year, because I think, like, throughout the entire, like, bracket, like, there might be some upsets, so...
No, definitely. Like, we'll see. I just, it's crazy. Like, we made this bracket, and it's crazy to see people, like, reacting to it.
Yeah, definitely. Make sure you get on Twitter at Sterling High School Radio and mm-hmm, get your votes out, for sure.
Yeah. I bet Lady Gaga's gonna get out there. Like,
Lady Gaga? You think so? Probably. I think I voted for her. Oh, yeah, that one's up, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nikki's in the lead so far.
That's crazy. Like, yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I just want Rihanna to come out on top. I know that.
No, definitely. I feel we were making this bracket and we saw that we put Rihanna at the top, and then later, we're going to talk later in the next show, we're going to talk about Beyonce. And I don't know. We think those are going to end up together.
Yeah.
Definitely in the matchup.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Unless, like, there's, like, some kind of upset between, like, Justin Bieber and Bruno.
Yeah,
100%. I kind of think Bruno could have that one.
No, definitely.
Bieber did just put out a new album. I don't know if how fans are reacting to that, but I know I like a couple of songs on there, but I'm not that big of a fan of his, so I don't know.
Yeah, tomorrow, I'm excited for Radio Replays, show.
Oh, gosh, definitely. Yeah, they have some good artists in there. They do. They're going to be doing Billy versus Taylor. I think that could go either way.
It could.
Personally, yeah, I would probably vote for Billy. I don't, because I like Taylor. I have, like, two of her albums. Like, I don't mind her at all, but I just think the people on Twitter would definitely vote for Billie because she's now, you know?
Yeah, she's a now artist.
Exactly.
Really cool. Yeah, so hopefully you guys stay tuned for tomorrow's show of Radio Replays.
Yeah, it's going to be good. I can't wait till they get to the bottom. Like,
definitely.
The post and, like, Harry set up. Oh, like,
suspense.
They could have gave Harry a shot, like, just saying. Like, come on.
Yeah. All right, throwing us back to Lady Gaga. We're going to put on Just Dance. This is a really good song. Okay. Yeah. All right. This is Just Dance by Lady Gaga.
A red wine, I've had a little bit too much, All of the people stop to rush. Baby,
Just Dance by Lady Gaga. What a bop.
Definitely a bop. It's a good song.
It definitely is a good song. It's crazy. Twitter is crazy right now. I don't know. Like, look at the votes.
Yeah. So far, Rihanna's in the lead and Lady Gaga's in the lead.
I think we suspected that. Honestly, I suspected the whole Lady Gaga and Rihanna thing.
Yeah. The thing is, I mean, there's not that many votes in yet, but for Nicki and Lady Gaga, Nicki's not off by that much, but so we'll see by tomorrow. Yeah,
definitely. I don't know. They can probably hold down the roof, you know, and then we're going to have our other four people in the bracket, and I don't know. This can turn. This can definitely turn, so just make sure you stay live on Twitter, Nights Radio, and yeah, just stay tuned to the radio station. We're here every day of the week now, of course, with March Mayhem, which is really cool. So, yeah.
And then tomorrow's show is what, Radio Replays?
Radio Replays. Everyone is so excited for that show, where everyone's excited. It's like, you have Billy, you have Post Malone. Like, where can this go? Like, where can this
honestly,
go?
Honestly, though.
Definitely.
They're on paper. There's a lot of votes for Post. I think once it gets on Twitter, things might change, for sure.
They might. There's a good chance. Yeah. And if people don't vote and stuff, that's why we're so on about voting. Like, just make sure, you know? Because everyone's, like, putting out brackets, and we see, like, people, like, putting just random stuff. Like, I don't know. Yeah. All the brackets look pretty cool, though. All the brackets, such as the Rock of Ages and the popular present rappers.
Mm-hmm.
Not gonna lie, I'm not really popular with rap. Like, I know like a couple of these, but I don't really listen to rap that much.
Mm-hmm.
And I started listening to rock like 2 years ago, and then like I kind of stopped. You know, went through that stage.
PJ, yeah. What do you think about like the Radio Replays tomorrow's show?
It's definitely going to be something that everybody should tune in for. I think it'll be very interesting to hear the whole bracket all the way through, just like ours and everybody else's.
Mm-hmm,
and, I mean, it's going to be fun. It's definitely going to be interesting.
Yeah. Definitely. Of course. All right, we're going to play Poker Face by Lady Gaga. I don't know. Lady Gaga is really, like, I don't know, reaching my heart right now. Okay, yeah. Okay, we're going to play Poker Face real quick, and then we'll be back. Yes. Poker Face by Lady Gaga. A really good song.
Yeah.
Slaps. Alright, we've come to the end of our show of 2010 Throwbacks. We'll see where this goes. We have our first four, Rihanna, Katy Perry, Nicki Minaj, and Lady Gaga. And just, you know, stay tuned on Twitter. Make sure you vote. That's all. What do you guys have to say?
Yeah, next week on Wednesday, come tune in again. Well, you should tune in every day because other brackets will be going on, but the rest of our bracket will be on next Wednesday. Tuesday? Yeah, tune in. That should be a great time.
Yeah, it's going to be a great time. PJ, what you got to say?
Just make sure to tune in to everybody's shows throughout the week and as the bracket happens. Polls on Twitter at Sterlanes Radio. They're open 23 hours, and then they're closed for voting. And yeah, thanks for tuning into the show.
Thanks for tuning in. Tomorrow we have radio replays. The first four people in the bracket. So excited! I can't wait. All right, awesome. All right, have a great day, and as always, go Knights. And we're gonna close you out with Dunk.